Thanks, everyone, for joining us on The Good Stuff. Mike and Kim Burge along with you. Glad to be your hosts again on another edition here on your local radio station, such as Huron's KOKK, 1210 AM. So we'll get started with The Good Stuff, but first we want to remind you, if you have items to share with us and our listeners on The Good Stuff, then all you have to do is send it to kimhburge@gmail.com. That's Kim, middle initial H as in Hill, and Burge, B-U-R-G-E. KimHBurge@gmail.com. All aspects of agriculture are covered in Tri-State Livestock News. Information on grains, forages, sheep, hogs, dairy cattle, new and used farm and ranch equipment, and upcoming ag-related events. It's all part of the comprehensive weekly coverage provided by Tri-State Livestock News. Tri-State Livestock News, it's what ranchers read.
And Yesterday's Antiques in downtown Spearfish, South Dakota is a place you want to shop. They're open 10 to 5 Monday through Saturday, or you can call ahead to make an appointment. That's 605-642-5884. That's 605-642-5884 to make an appointment if you can't be there during regular business hours. Yesterday's Antiques, downtown Spearfish, South Dakota. And we do have some openings. If you would like to advertise on The Good Stuff, just get a hold of me, kimhburge@gmail.com. We have a couple of spots available.
You know, the southern United States is known for a plethora of unique and cultural aspects. There's the homestyle cuisine, the love for football, and slang that kind of makes you wonder if they're speaking in another language. There's a ton of southern phrases over yonder that the folks from states like Mississippi, Alabama, and Georgia seamlessly embed into their direction. East Coast and West Coast citizens might have a hard time deciphering what some of those words mean when they hear them. So, here, I'm going to give you a few of those.
Okay.
You ever hear the phrase, "Aren't you precious?"
Yes, I have. That can go either way. Well, I don't know if you knew that.
One characteristic that's especially prominent in the South is hospitality. Southerners love being polite and will disguise insults as compliments. Keep this in mind whenever you hear, "Aren't you precious?" because it could be loaded with sarcasm. They'll usually say it after a person has done something questionable or if they've been offended. You'll rarely hear it relayed with the conventional connotation that people everywhere else would be accustomed to. Did you just call someone dumb? Well, aren't you precious? Graham, what do you have, Kim?
Okay, well, this is something that John Larson sent to Jim Thompson when Jim was doing the program, and I won't do justice, but give me some grace on this, everybody. A Minnesota farmer named Ole had a car accident. He was injured after being hit by a truck owned by the Eversweet Company. In court, the Eversweet Company's hotshot attorney questioned him thus. "Didn't you say to the state trooper at the scene of the accident, 'I'm fine'?" Ole responded, "Well, I'll tell you that happened there. I just loaded my favorite cow, Bessie, into the..." "I didn't ask for any details," the lawyer interrupted. "Just answer the question. Did you not say at the scene of the accident, 'I'm fine'?" Ole said, "Well, I just got Bessie into the trailer and I was driving down the road." The lawyer interrupted again and said, "Your Honor, I am trying to establish the fact that at the scene of the accident, this man told the police on the scene that he was fine. Now, several weeks after the accident, he is trying to sue my client. I believe he is a fraud. Please tell him to answer the question." By this time, the judge was fairly interested in Ole's answer and said to the attorney, "I'd like to hear what he has to say about his favorite cow, Bessie." Ole said, "Thank you," and proceeded. "Well, as I was saying, I just loaded Bessie, my favorite cow, into the trailer and was driving her down the road when this huge Eversweet truck and trailer came thundering through the stop sign and hit my trailer right in the side. By golly, I was thrown into one ditch and Bessie was thrown into the other ditch. By Yimity Yosefat, I was hurt pretty damn bad and didn't want to move. And even worse than that, I could hear old Bessie a moaning and a groaning. I knew she was in terrible pain just by her groans." Shortly after the accident, a policeman on a motorcycle came up. He could hear Bessie a moaning and a groaning too, so he bent over to her. After he looked at her and saw her condition, he took out his gun and shot her right between the eyes. Then the policeman came across the road, gun still in hand, looked at me and said, "How you feeling?" Now, sir, what would you say?
"I feel fine."
Exactly. It's an old one, but it's a goodie. We can't resist. Hey, if you've got some good stuff, send it to us, kimhburge@gmail.com.
Thanks for listening to The Good Stuff.